Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Performance Beef is a comprehensive technology solution, integrating feed, financial, and health information into one easy-to-use platform. Hear how it's helped Chris Urbanczyk manage health data on his cattle operation.
Just keeping track of the drugs instantaneous. Guys finish at the shoot, I can look it up at the office. Or if I'm at the house, I can look it up without having to call three people. I can see what cattle were doctored, if there was too many out of one pen, what's going on. We just got to be smarter with what we have.
Performance Beef helps Chris record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the shoot. The mobile app also makes it easy to quickly log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Record data in real time with Performance Beef. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo and see how it can help simplify your business.
Well, Congressman Frank Lucas has had his eye on a lot of measures these past few months pertaining to agriculture. On our latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast, Senior Farm Director Ron Hay spoke with Lucas about the Livestock Mandatory Reporting Act, and Lucas says he's happy that we have a little more time.
What we passed in the House would reauthorize it until September of 2022. That's important because it's a piece of the overall efforts of trying to bring some sanity to the livestock markets. I don't know for sure what the Senate will do, but I would put this caveat on there. The CR, the temporary funding resolution that's funding the federal government until December, 15, funds that also. So if we don't reauthorize, if we don't fund the government past February 15, then this expires too. But it's important that this piece of legislation be put back on the books and kept in place because of its reporting requirements until we get to whatever the ultimate answer is to all this.
As far as the Cattle Contract Library Act of 2020, Lucas says he's been talking about this for over a year.
This is an effort that will not fix all the challenges we face, but for way too long, and we've seen this since the Holcomb fire, we've seen it during COVID, cattle producers are operating under some of the most volatile market conditions in my lifetime, forced to accept declining prices, and up and down prices. The goal of the Cattle Contract Library Act is to provide more information so that producers have a better ability to be able to judge what's going on. The bill instructs USDA to regularly update the library in a format that people can actually use. It authorizes USDA to issue grants to universities, associations, institutions, think of the nonprofit kind of folks, who can work with producers to get the information out there. Again, the goal is to provide more information to producers so they can make better decisions. It actually passed the House on a vote of 411-13. Is it the end all of all of our challenges? No, but it's a piece in the puzzle of trying to make things work better for all producers.
Lucas says we're in limbo until the DOJ does something, and there's a limit right now to what Congress really can do.
That is correct. And I promise you, every member in livestock country has pushed as hard as they can on everyone they know at Justice. But the Department of Justice, because of the criminal nature, people go to jail, businesses can be torn economically limb from limb. It's very methodical and very slow. But once they take action, they make a real difference.
To hear more from Ron Hayes and Congressman Frank Lucas on our latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.